Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com, LLP, or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's... I think we know who that is. Yeah, you're talking to him right here. It is time once again, my friends, for Magic's Moderator Monologues! With me, your host, Moderator Magic. And, hey, how about a little music? Oh, and by the way, I'm coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network. Although, I'm really talking about AboveTopSecret.com, so maybe we should just consider it all the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. Which is probably the simplest way to go about this. So anyway, oh, here, a little musical way of introducing the theme for this particular Ramblecast format moderator monologue. Then it may be the devil, or it may be the low, but you're gonna have to. Now wait, how about we say, and it may be the flamer, and it may be the troll, but you're gonna have to warn somebody. Want somebody? Yeah. Hey, how about that cheesy Bob Dylan style voice? Whoa. Yeah, okay. So I've been modding all night. What can I say? So anyway, yeah. So I did a magic on magic, and I said, you know, might as well go ahead and kind of bump the Magic's moderator monologue pod thread as well and talk about, you know, just kind of what I'm doing lately in the whole, you know, in this modcast, and talk about what's on my mind as I go through harassing innocent members who haven't done anything wrong in the forums of AboveTopSecret.com. And the big thing that's been going on, I don't want to put this the wrong way, but you know, there's a thread that popped up in the Aliens and UFOs forum, and I'm not even an Aliens and UFOs forum moderator, but you know, I get around. I try and keep an eye on things. Yeah, keep an eye on my forum, but also keep an eye on the other forums. And there's this thread that came up, and you know, I'm sure anyone in Aliens and UFOs has seen it by now because it's a huge thread talking about these unidentified flying objects. You know, in conjunction with the space shuttle flight, I think it was STS-114 or whatever. And you know, the big debate is, what are they? And you know, there's a lot of people say, oh, they're turkey vultures. So shut up, because they're turkey vultures. And then of course we got, you know, a relatively new member, by the way, you know, hey, if you're out there listening, you know, whose name is Lace Ivan, which I have figured out is actually an anagram for NASA Levy. So hey, I know what your gig is. You work for NASA, yeah. So anyway, there's just been this huge back and forth, you know, with Lace, you know, saying, no, they're not birds. And then all these other people saying, yeah, they're birds. You troll, you know, you troll, you're farming for points, you know, and there's just all this rancor. So, you know, I'm going through and I'm looking at this and I'm just like, all right, no, stop it, you know. And, you know, I started asking politely, you know, for people to be nice and respect each other. And that's what I want to talk about in this modcast, is this whole business of why we need to be polite and courteous and respectful of one another when we're posting on AboveTopSecret.com or PTS or BTS. And yeah, okay, each of those has its own things. You know, we're pretty lax and we screw around a lot on BTS. And PTS is a political forum, so there's going to be mudslinging. That's just the way that works. Excuse me. But on ATS and you know, in general, it's just important for us to be excellent to one another and to avoid the impulse, which invariably comes up with all of us, to, you know, to directly name call someone or label someone or just say someone's an idiot because they're not getting your point or they disagree with your point and you're sure they're wrong. And it's just, it's a human nature thing to do. The problem is, the more people do that in our forums, the more the quality of the discussion goes downhill. So, and that's kind of my thing. That's one of the reasons why, courtesy to fellow members is like one of my big, that's like one of my big crusade things. Because the more people call names and use profanity and insult each other. And by the way, when you're talking about a topic and you start talking about another member instead of the topic, you're off topic. So you're not only, you know, anyway, so there's just a whole slew of bad and evil things that come, you know, that result when people start talking about each other and name calling instead of talking about the topic. And I think one of the things that members tend to forget is just how many people log in or don't even log in. They come to AboveTopSecret.com as guests and read what we post. And they don't, they're not members. They're just guests. And about at any given time, about 10 times as many people are reading our posts as are actually members that are online. So think about it. You know, you've got a lot of people reading what you're writing that aren't commenting on it. And, you know, think about it. If you were reading through a thread and it's about some topic like, let's say, possible UFOs sighted next to a shuttle launch, and you go through and you start reading the thread, and what you see is post after post of, you suck. No, you suck. No, you suck worse. No, no, you suck royally. You know, and you go through and you read this, you know, this gaming forum type back and forth, you're not going to want to read that. I mean, it just gets boring, you know. So, anyway, My point about all this, and by the way, you know, in this thread, I've issued 4 warnings in this thread. And by the way, to anyone who ever gets a warning from me, please don't take it personally. You know, I use warnings when I feel that, you know, when people ignore what I have to say or when I think it's important to get someone's attention. The point, you know, and you get dinged for 250 points for a warn. The thing is, you know, the point of warnings, and, you know, people really get freaked out. Oh, it cost me that many points. You know, you took my points away and it's not fair. Well, you know what? I see people argue over warnings and then they start getting abusive with the staff and then they get banned. And when you get banned, your points are worth nothing. You know? As it is, people complain about how little they can actually do with their points on ATS. Well, for what little you can do with your points on ATS, you can't do anything with them if your account's been banned. So some perspective is important there. And that's the thing. The warnings are a tool. They're intended to get people's attention if they're ignoring what we're trying to tell them. So that's all that is. And yeah, you get this little red badge on there. And yeah, it's a little scarlet letter. The idea is that hopefully, you know, this kind of, you know, peer pressure goads you into honoring the terms and conditions. And that gives us an intermediate step rather than just starting to do things like put post bans on people's accounts and stuff like that. We don't like doing that, you know, and I see some members, they get the feeling that we're on some kind of power trip and we're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to show you, you know, you disagree with me or you're giving me attitude, so I'm just going to start abusing you using my moderator powers. I assure you, and you just don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. That's a good way to cut a moderator career short, is to start being abusive with the powers. You just don't want to do that. So anyway, and by the way, any member that's concerned about that, please feel free to issue a complaint. We do not, you know, we take complaints seriously. And, you know, even, well, okay, some complaints we get, you know, the Nazi mod complaints and stuff like that, we don't take those seriously. But, you know, allegations that a staff member is abusing their position as a staff member, we take those dead serious. So, you know, I'm just saying. And by the way, forgive me. This, see, I'm already running into 8 minutes here. This is going to probably be a terribly long podcast, and I apologize, but sometimes I just got to say what's on my mind. Yeah. So anyway, getting back to this whole business of being excellent to one another, the whole thing that, you know, I say things, I have all these little slogans, you know, I use, and one of them is, you know, when someone insults one ATS member, they insult us all. And what I mean by that is that when someone posts in our forums and says, "Hey, you're a jerk," you know, everyone else that reads that post has to put up with that, you know. And not only that, but, you know, I realize that there are a lot of different kinds of ATS members. But, you know, the bottom line is all of us are ATS members. And while it's not necessarily hard to become a member of ATS, it is hard to stay a member of ATS unless you at least honor the terms and conditions and try and be a decent member. I mean, there's a process of kind of a natural selection process. You know, people that are, you know, habitually rude, they tend to basically ban themselves. You know, people stop listening to them. You know, they get put on ignore and stuff like that. And they just become dissatisfied with ATS. So, you know, getting back to all this, one of the reasons I key in on rudeness is it's just so indicative of so many different things. You know, if a member is habitually abusive to other members, there's a problem with that member. There's something wrong with them. There's either something wrong with the way they feel about ATS. There's something wrong with them personally that makes them want to take out their frustrations on other people, or something. You know, they're not happy. And the bottom line is, you know, there's a lot of other forums on the internet. There's a lot of other things people can do with their time. And if you're spending a lot of time on AboveTopSecret.com and the time that you're spending on ATS is time that makes you angry and you're pissed off and you just, I hate this place. I hate what people say. Why are you here? You know? I mean, I want lots of people to be on ATS, but I want the people that are on ATS to have a good time, you know, and hopefully not drag the forums down with a bunch of unnecessary negativity. And what I mean by that, by the way, is there's a lot of stuff we talk about on ATS that's very serious, and it is depressing. You know, we're talking about war and terrorism and kids getting hurt. It's all this kind of stuff. Hey, that's not going to be funny, you know, but at the same time, some degree, you know, if we allow ourselves to get dragged down into these depressive, to let this stuff get to us too much, it's important to care about important things. I certainly agree with that. But past a certain point, it doesn't help anything. You know, if I sit here, you know, out in my little house out in the desert and cry for all of the things that go wrong in the world, it's not going to change anything. What might help change things is if we talk about this stuff together, share ideas, and maybe in the consequence come to some sort of agreement with each other about what the right things to do are. And I assure you, there are a lot of people in this world that don't want us to do that. I think that's worth thinking about. But anyway, getting back to the whole mechanics of moderating. I just want to, you know, for anyone that might happen, you know, for the 5 or 6 people that might actually bother to listen to this podcast, I just want to kind of give you the heads up that, this theme of being, of courtesy, and this is terms and conditions kind of stuff. We all agree not to attack one another. We all agree not to be abusive. We all agree not to use profanity in the forums, and particularly use profanity to describe other people, you know. And we got a lot of new members coming in, and, you know, by the way, just because someone's a new member doesn't mean they're bad. I got to tell you, some of the new members we have gotten this year are some of the best members on ATS. And I'm not going to name names, but I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, I think you know, if you follow the forums, you probably already know who I'm talking about. So there are some awesome new members out there. So being a new member doesn't mean you're going to be a bad member, you know, and I don't like it when I see people say that because it's just wrong. You know, we get all kinds of new members. We get good ones, we get bad ones. And you know, part of our job as the staff, you know, is to help new members get accustomed to the way we do things on ATS. Because we have new members that come in and, you know, hey, and it's summer break, so we get a lot of kids in. And by the way, hey, you know, younger members on ATS, I know the deal. Some of you are going to act like kids. That's normal. Some of you are just incredible. No one would know that you're a kid by the way you post, because you're smart, you're mature, you don't use terms like duty head to describe each other, and you contribute good stuff. And I know that you're out there. And so for you young members that are concealing your youngness by being cool, right on. Meanwhile, we got some older members that act like kids. You know? Hey, I'll take that label. But anyway, so we got all these new members coming in, and one of the things that I'm concerned about is, and by the way, I'm pretty sure we're going to continue to see even more growth in our membership. And as new people come in, they're going to take a look at the way the existing membership behaves, and that's what they're going to use as their guide for how they're going to behave. So if they come in and they see a bunch of bickering and fighting and screaming and kicking and cussing and just general, you know, screwing around and bad form, that's what they're going to tend to emulate, and I don't want to see that. This kind of problem spirals out of control. And when it does, it just ruins the discussion for everybody. It just ruins the whole environment. So that's why I'm so big about it. And you know, I want to do what I can to help every member to be better about this. You know, I mean, whatever your opinions may be, I don't have a problem with that. I like all the different opinions we have. But something we should not disagree on is the terms and conditions. They're very straightforward. And one of them is we don't attack each other. We don't go off topic, and we don't, you know, use the forums as some kind of emotional outlet for beating up on other people. That's just wrong. And, you know, we use warnings as a tool, but, you know, if we see habitual problems, we will ban members. I see this all the time. And you know what? I consider every member we have to ban to be a loss. But I'll tell you, that loss is a lot easier to accept when a member is habitually abusive to other members. You know, I value the opinions of every member, but a member that wraps those opinions, you know, in a mantle of abuse and you know, flaming and just general bad behavior, is a net loss. You know, it's just not worth it. You know, so anyway, that's me babbling on about this whole business of being polite. If there's all these, you know, there's board rage and all this kind of stuff. If you find yourself getting angry, my advice is get away from the computer, push the keyboard away, get out of there, you know, and go take a walk or do something else, you know, and just give yourself a break and don't let the internet get you down, you know. don't let the internet get you, you know, get your goat. there's just, you know, life is too short for us to spend it bickering all the time on the internet. And if we're not having fun, we should be doing something else. And also, you know, when you find yourself getting too serious about a discussion on ATS, just remember, you know, lol, internet. This is just us people talking on the internet. It's not like, you know, God is well, maybe God's watching. Yeah. But, you know, it's not exactly like we're on the NBC Nightly News or something and giving interviews. No, it's just us sharing our opinions. And, you know, the better we present ourselves in terms of our opinions, the more credit those opinions and the more interest those opinions will tend to get. Anyway, this has been me carrying on about that. And by the way, you know, I'm doing this whole moderator monologue thing because I just want to kind of, you know, one of the things that bugs me is this notion of us and them, you know, and it's like, yeah, oh, well, you're a mod, so blank, you know, and yeah, I can't talk to you because you're a mod and you'll give me a warn, you know. No, you know, really, the terms and conditions apply to everybody. They apply to us as moderators. They apply to all members. So in terms of what moderators do, we're bound by the terms and conditions just like any other member. And in terms of how members should treat mods, treat us like you treat other members. You know, I get this, you know, a lot of times we get attitude from members as if they're supposed to, you know, like we're surrogate, you know, we're surrogate parents to rebel against, you know, or surrogate shop teachers or whatever. It's like, hey man, you know, we're just fellow members that are just doing our best to try and help ATS. You know, that's all there is to it. It's not about a power trip or anything like that. Anyway, and that's one of the things. So when you're dealing with a moderator, dealing with a staff, just try and give us the same kind of respect you'd give any other member. That's all any of us are asking for. You know, it's just an internet forum. We're not, you know, it's not like we're trying to, you know, become emperors of the world or something. I mean, geez. All right. Anyway, that's enough babbling, I guess. And, you know, just in closing, I just want to remind, you know, anyone out there, if you got questions about the terms and conditions, or you got concerns about how ATS is being run or what's going on in the forums, something like that, feel free, please, to you to me, or you to any staff member, or submit, you know, we keep changing the name, you know, the complaint button, the suggestion button, gripe ideas, you know, I think it's ideas/complain now. Skeptic Overlord will probably change it to something else here pretty soon. The point being, though, is that there's a way you can do that, and it generates a message that goes into a forum that all the staff members and the counselors can see. Got a problem? Use that. You know, use that. Use the tools at your disposal. If something's bugging you, feel free to talk about it. You know, instead of acting out and harassing other members, talk to us about it. You know, we're happy to do that. We want to help. You know, a lot of people, I think, get the wrong impression that because we can give out warrants and because, you know, we have to, you know, and to do things like, you know, delete threads, edit posts, all this other kind of stuff that moderators do, that we somehow have some kind of antagonistic attitude about the members. And that is the exact opposite of what I see every day. You know, when I'm talking with other moderators like that, the overwhelming theme is not just a respect for the membership, but a genuine fondness for the membership. I see this all the time. So, you know, please don't get the wrong idea and don't isolate yourself. It's okay to talk with the staff. It's okay to trade jokes with us. It's okay. We're fellow members, you know. We got, you know, the TNC to enforce and stuff like that. But, you know, at the same time, we're here to have fun too. So on that rather long closing note, have fun. Relax. It's only ATS. And remember that the staff is here to help you. Take care and be well, friends.